Look at Luke 20, verse 19. He says, and the chief priests and scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men. By the way, just know this. Throughout your ministry, you're going to have people come into this church who feign themselves to be just men. They'll look like you. They'll talk like you. They'll go along for a while, but some of them are just phonies or fakes. Okay? He says there, feign themselves to be just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly. What is that called? Flattery. Neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. I mean, good night. This is flattery being caked on here, right? Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? Show me a penny whose image and superscription hath it. They answered and said, Caesar's. He said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and they held their peace. What do we see? We see a complete contradiction. So in order for them to try to condemn Jesus Christ, to have aught against him, to try to find fault, they have to lie about Jesus. They have to mix in something of what he taught regarding Caesar and twist and pervert it in order to condemn him, to cause him basically to be guilty. Obviously, we know he wasn't guilty. They were seeking to contradict his integrity. But in reality, what were they really doing? The Pharisees. I'll tell you what they were doing. They were projecting who they really were. Let me just say this. Whenever you have an onslaught by some idiot on YouTube in the comment section who's just constantly bombarding you with a specific thing, an accusation, just know this. They're projecting. It's probably something that they're guilty of. It's probably something that they're doing. You know, I don't know. Like, can we think of an example today? Like, wasn't there a guy named Ryan Gallagher? You know, Ryan Gallagher and that other idiot. What's the other failed evangelist's name? Chaz? Chaz? Trying to accuse Pastor Thompson, right? Accuse him of stealing money and all these things. What were they really doing? Projecting who they really are. Because that's in their heart, folks. And look, if anybody now just still is like on the fence about that, we just need to go to you and just kick you off that fence to the other side. Because you're an idiot. Amen. Yeah, I said it. You are a complete idiot if you still think that Ryan Gallagher and Chaz and Seth Bookout are righteous and just in their cause. They attacked the man of God trying to question his integrity, trying to put to question his integrity, trying to contradict what he's doing in his ministry, which is completely legal. Everything is fine. He's not doing anything illegally, but they're doing that. Why? Because they're projecting what they would do. They're projecting what they would do if they had the money and they were in charge, because they're wicked people. Easter egg, wicked people. And let me just give you a spoiler alert for the end of those fools. It's called hell. Spoiler alert, they're going to split hell wide open, right? But this is a common thing. Whenever you have someone attacking Pastor Shelley, just constantly going at him and constantly focusing on this one thing, just know this, it's probably something that they're guilty of. It's probably something that's in their heart that they want to accuse them of to get the attention off of themselves. Ryan Gallagher and Chad Argon and Seth Bookout, these guys are walking contradictions. I mean, you got one who claims to believe in the claims not to believe in the flat earth, and you have one who does believe in the flat earth. I mean, how in the world do you guys talk? By the way, Ryan, where's Upon the Circle of the Earth? Where's that documentary, buddy? Everyone's been asking. Where's it at? You flew everywhere. You bragged about it. You talked about it. Where is it? I know he's watching. You know he's watching. You know you're watching. You failed evangelist? Why are all these guys like failed evangelists too? Like Adam Fannin, he's a failed evangelist. Right? Chad Argon, failed evangelist. You know, Ryan Gallagher, failed evangelist. It's like evangelism doesn't work. Like, oh man, we got to turn on the leader now because we look really bad. Because they suck as evangelists. They suck as leaders. Use my face as a thumbnail for your stupid video too. And put a link to the sermon. You know, the Pharisees were saying this of Jesus because in their heart, they were covetous. They loved money. Jesus said, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things and they derided him. It cut them to the heart. Why? Because they were guilty of that sin. They were guilty of that wickedness.